I'm actually talking to a real-life princess. Now, I'm hoping Cinderella is a princess or becomes a princess. Or is Cinderella a princess, Georgia?
Yes, of course. She is a princess. She's one of the best princesses. I'm so excited to be playing her this year.
Right, tell me a little bit about Cinderella. What can we expect in Buxton from Cinderella this year?
Well, it's a beautiful family pantomime. The theatre's amazing. If anyone's already been, then they'll know. But it's a very magical experience, lots of laughter, lots of dancing and singing for all ages. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a great time. So anyone who comes will have a fabulous time, I'm sure.
Now, I know you're not allowed to do any spoilers as such, but are you... I'm going to push you now for some spoilers, if I can. This will all depend on how good of an actress you are, okay?
So, yeah, okay.
Right. So, are you staying true to the original fairy tale, or are you going to do some twists and turns in there?
Ooh, I think it's a modern twist, but it's still quite traditional.
That's a great... You'd be a good politician. That's a proper sit on the fence answer, that is. So what kind of music can we expect in there? Are we going traditional, or are we going to stick in some stuff that people know?
Oh yeah, lots of stuff that everyone knows. There's lots of pop, but it's current, but also some from 60s, so I think everyone will know. There'll be a bit of everyone, a bit for all the genres and ages, so yeah, it'll be fun.
Now, remind me about the original story of Cinderella. This Cinderella is the one where she wanted to go to the ball, but her sisters or something, or aunties,
yes,
that said no or didn't want her to go. Remind us a little bit about the original storyline.
So the original, she does have a evil, ugly stepmother as well, and two stepsisters. We just have the two fabulous stepsisters in our story, which are played by James and David, who are brilliant. And so that is a little bit of a difference. But yes, they don't let her go to the ball. She does all the chores. She's sort of their servant. And she gets a fairy godmother. And she magics her to the ball in a beautiful carriage dress. And she gets to go and meet the prince. And then they fall in love.
Oh, you always have to have a happy ending, don't you?
Yes, there's always a happy, especially at Christmas and Panto.
So the fact that you fall in love at the end of this, by the way, as Cinderella, the prince was a good choice? Is everything all right there?
Yes. Well, funnily enough, the prince is actually my boyfriend in real life.
No!
Yes, he is.
Oh, stop it. My head
fell
off.
it makes it a little bit easier to act that part.
So there'll be a real kiss in there then and everything. I bet there will.
Yeah, probably.
This is the best. I love that.
It was actually at last pantomime. So it's a bit of a full circle magical. But we won't be cringe, don't worry.
That is fantastic. I love that. I know.
So it's very special sharing the stage together. He's very talented as well. So it's lovely to... All the cast is, so it's brilliant to just share the stage with everyone. Make it very special.
Now, I will bring it back to Cinderella, because this is what this is about. But going off on a very quick tangent, Georgia, do you critique him, or does he critique you? And how does all that work?
Yeah, I suppose we can just be a bit more honest. And if he says, oh, does that work, we would just say, maybe not. but it means we can practice together. Which is handy.
Oh, this is fantastic. Right, bringing it back to Cinderella, which is what this is all about then. Why should people book their tickets to go to Buxton and go and see this particular... Because I've noticed with pantos and these sort of shows that get put on at this time of the year, it's always one fairy tale that gets told every time. So there seems to be a lot of Cinderella around this year.
Yeah, probably. It is a popular one. We did Sleeping Beauty last year, and that was quite different. But I just think Cinderella is just such a classic. But there is a modern twist. They're all different. They've all got different like musics and interpretations. But the company's amazing at Buxton Opera House. Paul, who directs it, is just incredible. The whole team and the musical directors and everything—they're just great. And we do have such an amazing cast that it just makes it so funny and. It just makes it, everyone's so talented, so it does make it a really good professional panto, a really high-level one. And I think everyone will just have a magical time. And yeah, hopefully they will come and join us.
Fantastic. Right. So where can people find out more details about Buxton Opera House and Cinderella that's going to be on there? Website, yeah. Facebook page, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Website. Buxton Opera House website is where you can purchase tickets. We're running from Friday the 8th. So this Friday we open. So we're just going into Tech Week. So we open Friday the 8th of December all the way until Monday the 1st of January. So, and they are booking up quite quick. So if you haven't already, then go now. Do it now.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Sold like a professional, Georgia. Fantastic. Right. Thanks very much for chatting to me and have a great stint to Cinderella at the Buxton Opera House.
Yes. Thank you so much.